All right, welcome members, and thank you for being a member. I'm going to continue my series on podcasts I listen to, and you might notice that my voice is a little sexy today. I know I said I never get sick, but, you know, I figured that was being too limiting in my life, so I decided to get sick this week, and it's been quite an adventure, so my voice may be a little rough. Let's get started. So podcasts I listen to, part two. I already did the history podcast, and this is going to be my business and marketing and internet business podcast. And when I first discovered podcasts, I immediately recognized them as a learning tool. More importantly, they were the cutting edge of internet business at the time, 10 years ago. The early business and marketing podcasts talked about online trends and all the cool new social tools, and it was quite fun. Mainstream business was slow to adopt, but eventually some of the more staid media organizations started jumping in with offerings as well. And since I'm mostly interested in the ideas and the content, I usually listen to these at a faster speed so I can get more information faster, typically 1.5 times the normal speed or at least 1.25 times, just to get more bang for my buck. And I suppose you're thinking to yourself, wait a second, cowboy. With your schedule, how in the world do you find the time to listen to all these podcasts? Well, I don't listen to all of them every week. Occasionally, I'll get some big binge sessions, though, where I'll get 10 straight hours in, like when I'm working in the yard on a Saturday or training on the weekend. And you can knock off a lot of podcasts in 10 hours, especially at double speed. So let's start with sales podcasts. One of the topics that I'm always interested in is sales. And one of the best podcasts, the oldest podcast they say, in this area is called the Advanced Selling Podcast. Advanced Selling Podcast is a couple of guys from Indianapolis, one of my cities that I like to go to. It's where my sisters live. They're good sales experts of the new breed of sales expert, where sales is a science and not some sort of hated black magic or not some sort of numbers game. You know, they talk about many of the themes that underpin my own philosophies in sales and my own success in sales. And if you get the right episode, you might even hear a question from a familiar person covered. So unfortunately, they have recently joined the Podcast One Network, so there's a bit of ads and fluff that you have to wade through now to get to the content, but they have a lot of stuff up in the archives. Very good. Now, another old sales podcast that I found quite useful was known as the Cold Calling Podcast, and I think you can still find the archives. These guys stopped producing this podcast in 2007, but this is one of the best sources on cold calling by a couple of practitioners. And there was a time in my life when I had to overcome the fear of picking up the phone and approaching prospective customers. And this is one of the most valuable skill sets that I have acquired in my career. It's a science, not a magic. Anybody can do it. It's worth learning. So let's talk about straight up business podcasts. So the first one I listen to sometimes, got to be honest, not a lot. It's called Straight Talk with Supply Chain Insights. This is one of the only podcasts in the industry that I'm in, so I kind of have to listen to it. But since they're using old technology, it errors out when it loads 98% of the time, and I don't have to listen to it. So that's that. So the next one, and these are kind of in what I listen to and what I, you know, my ABC sort, you know, so the top ones are the A podcast, the bottom ones are probably the C podcasts. And if I have to make a choice what I'll listen to first, that's kind of the sort I'm using here. Another new podcast that's quite good is called the Tony Robbins Podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, God, not Tony Robbins again. But this is a relatively new business-themed podcast that Tony has started producing. And love him or hate him, he produces quality content and is good at what he does, and he has a passion for it, so it's worth a listen. Another one I stumbled into is called Julius Baer CIO Podcast. Now, this is a video podcast, so you got to be careful when you download it. because it's going to be giant and it's going to be video-based. So I stumbled on this podcast by accident because I thought CIO, in this case, stood for Chief Information Executive and was about business IT, and it's not. It's about corporate investing. It's the mouthpiece of one of the biggest institutional investors in Europe, and it turns out to be a fascinating window into the world of global finance. Next one is the HBR, Harvard Business Review, IdeaCast. So this is the resident podcast of the Harvard Business Review, and it suffers from the self-important stuffiness that publication has and drifts off into the liberal agenda items that I'm not particularly interested in. But because of their pedigree, they get access to interview some of the most powerful business titans of our age, and those interviews are priceless. So the next category, loosely categorized, is internet business and internet business lifestyle. And I listen to a lot of these because I'm fascinated with this area. The first one is called Six Pixels of Separation. And Mitch Joel, the guy who does this, has been doing this for a long time. He's one of the original podcasters back in the day. And I actually based some of my shtick on how his show was organized. He has been cranking out a weekly one-hour interview-based show for 10 years, and his purview is marketing, but more specifically, digital marketing, and all the wacky and weird denizens that live in that place. The next one is Internet Business Mastery. So these two guys started podcasting back in the day as well, and I got a lot of my internet business skills from them as I built up my social media presence over the years. And they've gone through good and bad cycles over the years, but they always get me excited about the potential of the internet, and they share their learning with you. So you can sort of listen to them on their journey, and it's kind of fun. Along the same lines, there's one called Smart Passive Income, and this is by Pat Flynn. And Pat Flynn is a student of the Internet Business Mastery guys and their methodology. And he has taken it to create $1 million a year business of his own. And you can argue that how much of this is making money by telling people how to make money. But he goes into some extreme detail on how the internet business revenue streams work. And he's definitely a hustler. And of course, the next one would be Hal Elrod. I interviewed Hal about his Miracle Morning book on the show. And, you know, that book and that methodology, that Own the Morning or Seize the Morning methodology, has been a game changer for so many people. And he's another guy with a great story and also a hustler. And it's weighted a bit more towards life improvement than business per se, but it's worth a listen. There's another one that I've listened to every now and then, but it's sort of on my B or C list. It's called The Portfolio Life with Jeff Goins. I really liked Jeff's book, The Portfolio Life, and in his podcast, he interviews people related to work and lifestyle improvements. The next one is This Is Your Life by Michael Hyatt. Again, this is on my B or C list. This is Michael's weekly podcast dedicated to intentional leadership. So overall, there's just too much evangelical language in this for my tastes. He's definitely a knowledgeable senior businessman with experience running big companies and starting his own company, and he's a hustler too. Lastly, there's a podcast called The Accidental Creative. And this is a great podcast by Todd Henry, who's an author and runs a business of the same name. And it's targeted at those individuals who make a living through creative means. And I was originally introduced to this by a listener who said, I reminded her of Todd. So Todd has some great points, and he's always pushing the boundary on how creatives can be successful, especially on the internet. And I'm going to leave it there because those are the podcasts I listen to that might even remotely be categorized as business. I will listen to these at an accelerated speed to get the information faster. I will look at the topic and the show notes to decide if it's something I want to invest my time in. And if I don't get to them, I have no sadness about it, and I delete them. You can always go back and dig through the dustbin if you run out of things to listen to. Another interesting phenomena lately is that when someone in this topical sphere publishes a book, like recently Chris Gillibro or Gary Vaynerchuk, at least three of these guys will interview them the same week. So you get to choose which interview you want to listen to. Another good thing about business podcasts is that none of these have adopted the annoying long form that makes you suffer through a two-hour podcast. Next up, I'll review my general interest podcast, and that should be very entertaining. Hope everybody's doing well. Cheers.